Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet.
And Hello Shampoo to glorify your hair.
Presents Ida Lupino and Robert Alda as the stars of The Hard Way in your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo bring you the theater of romance adaptation of a thrilling picture by Warner Brothers, producers of Saratoga Trust. And so to you on theater of romance, presented every Tuesday evening by Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, comes our play, The Hard Way, and our stars, Ida Lupino and Robert Alda.
Come from?
Some dame jumping.
My story started in Green Hill a long time ago. Green Hill. What a name for a town like that. Although there were hills there, all right, there was nothing green about it. Just soot and dirt and grime, morning till night. Darkened the sky, filled the feet and covered the house. That's where my sister Katie and I were born. Where we grew up.
Green Hill, Pennsylvania. You know what this place is, Runkle?
No, what?
They send Bad Tongue and Dance Man here when they die. That's you and me, Runkle and Collins in purgatory.
Oh.
We should have been good to our mothers. Not even a beer parlor for after children.
I think I'm going to have a chocolate malted and a piece of apple pie with strawberry ice cream.
Oh, you can have it.
Hey, sure. Look.
Huh?
This isn't such a bad place after all. Look what just walked in.
Hey, the little blonde's right. The other one's okay, too, only kind of angry looking.
What's she doing? I saw them first.
Be careful now, Alice. She's pretty young. I've got to meet that girl, Paul.
I haven't seen a girl like that since I left Nebraska.
Okay, but I'll pick up the pieces of Big Sister Beans with a ketchup bottle.
Put a nickel in the jukebox. Pardon me.
Yeah, what do you want?
Why, I thought maybe your sister would like to dance this record with me.
Oh, Helen, please. Are you crazy? You don't even know these men.
I'm Al Runkle.
And I'm Paul Collins. Runkle and Collins. We have an act in the show at
Oh, well, that's different. I'm Helen Sherman, and this is my sister, Catherine. Go on, Katie, and dance with Mrs. Runkle if you like.
Please. I never danced with a real professional dancer.
I'll teach you some tricks, Katie. Mm-hmm.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Collins?
Do you mind? Paul. Last names make me nervous.
Mm-hmm. How long do you plan to stay in Green Hill, Paul?
Till the end of the week. Play Detroit next.
Oh, I envy you. Traveling around the country, crowds, applause, excitement.
Are you kidding?
Well, you've had a look at Green Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to get away from it. I saved $60 and went to New York. It hit me with everything but Grant's tomb. I dragged back here like a cabbage been in a pond.
I too was angry about something.
That's why I was so crazy when you and your partner came up to our table. You see, I want Katie to get started right. I don't want her getting trapped here with some small town goon. I want her to be something great. You see, she's not only pretty, she's got talent, too.
She's all right now, out there on the dance floor.
I hope your friend doesn't get any wrong ideas.
Oh, no. He said she was a nice girl he'd seen since he left Nebraska. Her uncle, that's a real poem. It means he's serious. It means he's stirred to the depths.
Mm-hmm. uncle was small time, and I knew he'd always be small time. But he was a way out for us. A way out of Green Hill. Katie and Runkle were married before the show closed. And we said goodbye to the smoke and suspense of that horrible little town for the last time. Paul, I want to talk to you seriously. We're coming to the big towns now. Chicago, Philadelphia, New York. And you never know who'll see the act. Now, you and I have got to do something.
You and I?
We've got to fix it so she can do a song in the act.
You mean by herself?
Yes. All she does now is walk through. Not enough.
Where do we get the time? The act only runs 12 minutes, no more. You wouldn't want to cut down on Albert's routine, would you?
Well, why not? For the good of the act, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
I knew you would, Paul. Audiences want to see a pretty face, a lively young girl.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you're right. I've got an idea.
You have?
Yeah, you know that part where Albert finishes his first routine and goes into the wings for a quick change?
Yes.
You're standing in the wings waiting, and when he takes his coat off...
Yes.
Well, right then and there, you just take a knife and stick it right in his back.
By the time he reached Brooklyn, Paul Collins had left that. I saw him that. And I paid my price hard. I persuaded Mark Wade, one of the smartest nightclub owners in New York, to give Al and Katie a tryout audition in his club. I didn't tell the kids it was only an audition. They thought it was the real thing.
Never, Paul. You think they really like it?
Oh, sure. You're in. It's a cinch.
Thanks, Paul. That's swell. I mean, coming down and casting our opening. Did you hear what Paul said?
Yeah, I see.
Well, what do you want? We both are acting cold.
Yeah, it's time, Katie.
You'll wait and see tomorrow.
Yeah. There's no tomorrow, dear. I'm sorry, I haven't got time to be tactful. I
can't use you.
What do you mean, you can't use it?
With all due respect, you kids just didn't take it.
You can't fire us. We got a deal, a three-week guarantee.
Who told you that?
I told him, Mr. Wells.
Hmm?
Don't even try out, kid.
Come on.
All right, I lied to you. You wouldn't give up your small-time bookings and stay here in New York if I hadn't.
Darn right we wouldn't. This week's booking's gone right down the drain. Helen, you must be crazy.
Well, I did it for your own good. You'd have been satisfied to hang around little jerkwater towns all your life, going from one dirty theater to another. Nothing ever different except the name. The same dirt, the same food, and all bad. I'd tell him a lie. Any lie to pull you out of that.
Oh, Helen, why did you...
Boy, you fixed us good.
Did I? John Segrew is a big producer with our friend tonight. He wants Catherine to work in his new review.
Segrew? He caught us? Well, the crying of love.
I said he wants Catherine.
Yeah, sure, Catherine and me. It's a team.
Or is it?
What do you think?
It's the act of nothing, Albert. I'm staying with you no matter what.
Oh, no, kid. Oh, no, you're not. I'm going to hold you back. I'm not standing in your way.
You're making a dumb move, Al. The grandstand stuff is silly.
You'll be part of this, Paul, if you want. Then my kid, you're perfectly okay with me.
Now, listen to me, Al.
No, Paul. My mind's made up. Go into the hotel and start putting my things together. See you later.
Al, wait for me.
Oh. Easier than I thought it would be.
You feel pretty good, don't you? Tell me, Helen. Sometimes at night, don't you wake up and say to yourself...
Mind your own.
You want to know something? In a queer, crazy kind of way, I admire you. It's like watching a battleship in action. After you've done something particularly mean and crooked, you look so beautiful, I'd like to grab you and kiss you.
The love of you? It's allowing your feet to all those little girls.
No, seriously. You're marvelous. You've made a machine out of yourself. No heart, no blood, no fear. I'll bet you wouldn't let yourself fall in love even if you wanted to.
No, Paul, you're smart. Very wise, very long.
Ah. But battleship has a softer side.
Paul. Paul, you don't know.
Oh, but darling, I do. I understood all along.
No, you don't. I know what happened, but there's so many things I can't explain.
I'll tell you what, sweetheart.
Yes, Paul.
Put all your lies in one letter, baby, and write me in Duluth.
How
dare you? How dare you?
Betty, I don't understand. All the time I was at sea, you wrote you could hardly wait for me to come back. Now you act like I'm a stranger.
Oh, Harry, you're just imagining things.
No, I'm not, and I think it's time for a showdown.
But not even a fellow fiancée can bring herself to tell him he has a little breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. Let's hope he takes up the Colgate tooth powder routine right away. You see, anyone can be the victim of unpleasing breath. It happens to thousands without their knowing. It can ruin a romance, cause a rift between husband and wife, hamper a man's business success. So ask yourself, could I be the victim of unpleasing breath? Then do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder in 7 cases out of 10 instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And when it comes to cleansing, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. And now, Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the second act of The Hard Way, starring Ida Lupino and Robert Alder.
Paul thought he'd humiliated me that evening. He really done me a favor. He made me angry. That anger made me strong. You have to be strong and ruthless to get ahead in show business. Paul and Uncle didn't understand that, but I did. I lifted Katie out of their small-time rut and made her race down Broadway. I still remember her opening night. After the show, Uncle called her on the phone.
Hello? Oh, yes, put him on. Oh, Albert is calling from work.
I'm going to call you tomorrow. The crew's waiting for us.
Albert? Oh, gee, honey, I'm glad you called. Oh, I meant to, but everything is such a crazy house. Oh, you ought to see if you never heard so much applause in your life.
What does he want?
Just a minute, Albert. He wants to drive up tonight and see you.
Forget about it. You haven't time, darling.
Hello? Well, look, Albert, it'd be swell to see you. But everything's so upset, I don't even know where I'm going to be. Well, there's so much excitement here. I know. Me too. Excuse me, Albert. Real soon.
Katie, for heaven's sake.
I've got to hang up now, dear.
Goodbye. Come on, darling. You've got to hurry. Glad you were sensible for once.
I don't see why I couldn't have come along to the party. After all, he's my husband.
In private life, maybe. Professional life, or Catherine Blaine and don't forget it. What you do outside the theater, Katie, is your own business. As far as your career is concerned, that vaudeville comic's only a stumbling block.
Oh, you strike me. You sound positively vicious.
I am vicious, darling. It's the way I got you on top, isn't it? The way I'm going to keep you there.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done?
Gatlin Canyon. What a place to be buried.
Why didn't they tell me? Why didn't they let me know?
Ask Helen.
Katie, darling, there's no use telling him. Paul's dead. You can't bring him back now. You're only upsetting him.
The nicest girl he's seen since he left Nevada. Bury me not on the lone prairie. He was playing a record of yours on the phonograph when he shot himself.
Oh, don't, please.
Katie.
He should have lived in a big house. Had 10 kids to eat Thanksgiving dinners with him. Somehow got started running in the wrong race.
Our train leaves in 20 minutes, Katie.
He never had any idea what you were really like at all. He invented something and called her his captain. Sweet, faithful, loving. At night, he used to walk around the streets of the dreary little towns we were in and read your letters on the street. Gatlin's pen.
Stop it, Paul. Leave her alone.
Yes, I know. You haven't time. You've got to catch a plane.
People get hurt. It's nobody's fault. They live and get hurt.
Yeah? The world's full of murderers, too.
Don't listen to me, Peter. Nobody's fault. Albert was weak and stupid. There are a lot of people like him, little unimportant people. The only thing you ever did to him was to become a successful actor and famous. Now pull yourself together, darling, and come on. We'll miss the plane.
Yes, honey. Bye, Paul.
Bye, Katie.
Are you coming, Katie?
Yes, honey. I'm coming.
Green grows the grass above you, friend of my better days. That's from a poem on a minor poet's headstone in the Bronx, Al. Gatlin, Kent.
You're on in 5 minutes, Miss Lane.
All right. Now, put yourself together, Katie.
I can't go through with a telegram.
Oh, of course you can, darling. You've got to go on that stage and give a performance. This is what I've worked for. This is what I've seen ahead all these years. You, the star of the most important play of the Broadway season. I put everything we have into this production. You can't let me down now. Don't you understand, Katie? This is my night.
Your night?
Well, yours and mine. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not the same thing.
Katie, it's not true what you're thinking.
I should have known it long ago. Paul said it and I didn't believe him. Everything you've done is for yourself.
You little fool. Don't even know what I've done for you. It's been easy for you because I made it easy. I got people to hate me because I was pushing you ahead. How do you think you get on in the world? Walk in the mud and some of it sticks to you. You think I enjoyed doing what I had to do to Al Runkle?
Well, then you did drive Al to suicide. That's what Paul meant when he said the world's full of murderers.
Said you promised to forget Paul.
I can't. He's been so kind.
Oh, Katie, you ought to know better. He makes love to every woman he meets.
Why did you really want me to forget Paul?
Because he's no good for you, that's why. Look at you now, a mass of nerves.
Everything I ever wanted, everything that might make me happy is bad for me, according to you.
Stop it, Katie. You have to give a performance.
There's someone here to see Miss Lane.
Well, I'll talk to him. Oh, just a moment, darling. Paul, what are you doing here?
I want to see Katie. Wish her luck.
Well, you can't see her now.
Why not?
She's all keyed up for the performance. Anything to throw her off.
I just had a simple impulse to wish her luck. Tell her I'm out there cheering for her. I'll come back after the performance.
She doesn't want to see you.
She doesn't, eh? Well, I don't need to wish you luck. You've done well up to now, but one of these days, everything you've built up is going to fall right on your head. There are quite a few people in the world like you, so twisted and selfish, they think they can push the human race around like a set of checkers.
Why do you have to tell me this?
I don't know. Won't do any good, I guess.
And if you're quite finished,
Paul. Oh, what's the use? Just give her my love.
That all?
Yes, that's all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Who is that? Paul. Oh, where is he? I want to see him.
I sent him away.
How could you do that?
I thought it was best, Katie. I was afraid that... Afraid
of what? Why are you afraid when you see Paul?
I never want you to see him. You know that.
You're in love with him yourself.
Katie.
You're jealous. That's why you sent him away.
Katie, please.
Let him hear me. Why don't you admit it? Tell the truth for once. You're in love with him. You wanted him to yourself.
All right, you ask for it. But I am in love with Paul. I have been ever since that first day in Green here. And he liked me, too. He grew to hate me because of the things I had to do for you.
For me?
Help me. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was for myself, too. All I know is if I had to do it over, I'd do it exactly the same way. I don't know anything.
Hurry up, Miss Lane. You're on.
Get the understudy. I'm not going what on.
Hey,
get out of here, Helen.
I never want to see you again as long as I live. I walked to the river, stood on the bridge a long time. There didn't seem to be any other way out, so I stopped.
Dr. Runciman, call surgery at 1. Dr. Runciman.
Hey, you.
Yeah?
Where's Ward B?
First door to your right. Who do you want to see?
Miss Turner.
Turner? Oh, the suicide. They dragged out of the East River. Go on in.
Thanks. Helen.
Why do you come here?
If there's anything I can do, Helen. Money or...
Oh, I've had that pull. Not enough.
What do you do now, Helen?
Start over again for scraps, I guess. I'm alone. Hard way.
That's the girl. Is there anything you'd like me to say to Katie from you?
Yes. Tell her I love her. Take good care of her, Paul. Promise me.
Yes, I promise. Anything else?
Yes, Paul. Before you go with the kitchen. At least I got out of school.
Ida Lupino, who co-starred with Robert Alder in the Robert Tallman adaptation of The Hard Way, tonight's presentation of the Colgate Tooth Powder Halo Theater of Romance will return to our microphone in just a moment.
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo's no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So hello, everybody, hello. Halo shampoo, hello.
Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo express their thanks to Warner Brothers, producers of Saratoga Trunks, for tonight's presentation of The Hard Way. Warner's also are thanks for Ida Lupino, soon to be seen in Devotion, and for Robert Alder, currently seen in Cinderella Jones. Again, our thanks to you, Miss Lupino, for a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Bob Alder and I were happy to be on Theater of Romance. One of my favorite pictures at Warner's has always been The Hard Way. We're glad to do it tonight for your radio audience. Got an awfully good show next Tuesday night, Frank. Your double sponsors, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, have a double treat. A great story and a great actor. It's Woman in the Window and stars one of America's outstanding performers, Mr. Edward G. Robinson. Good night and good listening.
The Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo Bulletin to the Future. Next week, Charles Vander's production of Theater of Romance brings you Woman in the Window, starring Mr. Edward G. Robinson. Keep a date with Theater of Romance for all the weeks to come. You'll always hear your favorite stars. These presentations of Theater of Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet.
And Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair.
This is your host, Frank Graham, saying goodnight and wishing you love, happiness, and romance.
Ladies, your grocer would just love to sell you all the soap you want. Sure he would, but he can't right now because the country's shortage of fat is keeping you short of soap. That's why, ladies, you're asked to save your used kitchen fat. Save it as you've never saved before. Sell it to your butcher for 4 cents a pound, and you'll help speed up the making of soap, nylons, linoleum, and the scores of other precious products you've been waiting for. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.